Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Mercer County High School Athletic Director and Head Football Coach and Assistant Principal, Mr. Andrew Hofer. And we want to talk a little bit about kind of a fundraiser that's taking place involving the Mercer County Athletic Boosters. I know, you know, we've been impacted by COVID with no games, no gate receipts, things of that nature, and, you know, the Booster Club being hit hard. So, Coach Hofer, how can people help out? You're doing some stuff, I think, right now, and you can win some money, it looks like, maybe in March.
Yeah, we are doing a new fundraiser. It's called Merco Madness, and it'll be conducted throughout March, and the tickets are $20. And what we're doing is each weeknight in March, we're going to be doing drawings with some special guests from our district, some, you know, maybe some coaches and administrators and some other people from the community. And so I believe that each night there's a monetary prize anywhere from $100 to $1,000 on the last night. So, you know, our goal is to sell 500 tickets and to try at least 500 tickets and just try to kind of engage the community here as we go into the month of March, and using it as a platform to not only, you know, raise some funds, but to promote our sports at the same time. The last year has been difficult for many people, and for the Booster Club, you know, these guys do a lot for our programs. They pay for the letters, for the letter jackets and the awards at the end of sports seasons, and they've continued to pay for those and the huddle accounts and things like that. So while the Boosters have continued to pour out money into our programs, they, you know, they haven't had the opportunity to raise funds through concessions and through the spring social that we normally do and through Bear Country. And, you know, with the future still pretty uncertain on what we'll be able to host, I think this is a good way to reach out to the community and to try to raise some funds and to support our athletic programs at the same time.
Tickets are $20. Can you just kind of explain to our listening audience how people can go about picking up a ticket?
Sure. All of our Booster administrators have them, and our coaches are going to have them too. I know that if anyone is interested, they can call the high school or email me at the high school, and I'd be happy to set them up with those. And, you know, it's something where we're really going to inundate the community and, again, try to raise some support for our kids and just do what we can to enhance the opportunities our kids have.
And again, as Coach Hofer mentions, you know, you have plenty of time to get the ticket. And again, they'll have drawings basically every night during the month of March. Well, we're waiting for a meeting that will take place on January 27th, the IHSA board meeting, and providing some more clarity as it involves return to play. I think low-risk sports and medium-risk sports probably in a pretty good position to have some sort of season. When that happens, I don't know how the calendar is put together. That still remains a big question. I guess, what are you looking for Wednesday? I just assume clarity, like probably everybody else, right?
Yeah, I mean, the lack of certainty going throughout the year has certainly been challenging and difficult, and I think it's really wearing on the kids and coaches and, you know, many people in the community where sports and athletics, and not even just that, but you go beyond with all the extracurriculars that we do with our music programs and our drama programs. And, you know, these things mean a lot to many people, and they're major moments in the lives of the adolescents that, you know, we're trying to mold here. And so that uncertainty has been challenging. And going into next week, we're looking to hopefully get some more clarity, be able to provide some concrete answers to our kids. You know, it feels like everything has kind of been strung along throughout the year, and that's challenging. And I know that there's a wide variety of medical issues and things that are out of our control that we just don't have any say in. So, you know, we're hoping that we can get some clarity going into next week, and we can get our kids back to enjoying the opportunities that really make high school special.
Yeah, and I know from an athletic director standpoint, can you kind of speak to what you're up against? Is it that difficult to put the schedules together, or, you know, with the way the COVID regions are set up? I think there's 11 of those, and basically it's going to look like you can only play within your respective region. So is from a conference standpoint, you know, some of that boilerplate already out there for, you know, some of these sports, I guess?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I think the difficulty really is the fact that things have changed so many times and really on short notice. So we may be getting ready to put together a basketball schedule, you know, depending on how things go, for the fourth time. And generally, we've got those schedules set for, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 years in advance with multi-year contracts and multi-year conference schedules. So that's the biggest thing, you know, for myself as a planner, and I know for many that typically those are planned out pretty far in advance, and, you know, we're just kind of having to adjust as things go. And the other thing is you're starting to see some rumors and hear some things about sports overlapping, and that could definitely cause some difficult conversations, and definitely would force us to, you know, continue to work together as best as possible. So again, that we can provide every opportunity we can for the kids. So while it's challenging, it is, and it's very time consuming, we're just, again, trying to adjust as best as we can and to be able to provide our kids with all those opportunities.
Yeah, and the other thing you bring up, when you talk about overlap of sports being a potential, the thing I think about is referees, officials, and umpires, because some of those men and women, they're involved in officiating multiple sports. But if you have an overlap of, you know, sports where that official, you know, is a baseball or basketball or softball or volleyball official, and you have the overlap of sports, you know, how concerned are you too about, you know, is there going to be enough, you know, officials to fill these spots, especially in such a short turnaround? Man, that's got to be difficult for some of these ADs too when you try to figure that out.
Yeah, I think that has to be a concern. I mean, short term, I know it's been difficult to even work on scheduling gym times with limited facilities, and, you know, many sports trying to start practices and contact days and open gyms and all that. And so short term, I know that that's been difficult and that's been an adjustment. Getting into the long term, you have that with what you talked about, some of the difficulties and making sure you have venues to play in and time for your kids to be able to play there. Making sure that you are able to properly handle the mitigations that are going to be assigned to us or given to us by the IDPH and IHSA, and then being able to properly run a game and properly do something, you know, it was in regards to fans and officials and benches and seating areas, and just to making sure that we're doing everything the right way and keeping our kids safe and being able to provide opportunities that are beneficial and good for our kids. So, yeah, I think the official shortage, it's been mentioned multiple times in the last 5 years. It's already been a thing, and I can't imagine this helps with that.
All right, and then just quickly, talking with Andrew Hofer, Mercer County AD, football coach and assistant principal, just to back up here, you know, to make sure people can understand, you know, the way the mitigations are set up, basically it looks very favorable that low-risk sports like baseball, softball, track, they're going to be able to have seasons. Again, the IHSA is going to have to determine when those are going to be, and that a sport like volleyball is medium risk. Looks like they'll be able to have a season at some point when that is. Again, that'll be determined probably the 27th. I know we don't have soccer at Mercer County, but that's a medium risk sport. They'll likely play. But the big question, Coach, remains, you know, these high risk definition sports, football, basketball, wrestling, you know, can they have a season? You know, right now the only thing they can do is basically practice. So I know that you're waiting for some clarity on that on the 27th. Do you think there'll be a final decision made on that, or do you think that's going to be a situation where they're going to have to wait it out again? Because I can't imagine, you know, they'll be able to say by the 27th, hey, you can have football and basketball and wrestling, just because the mitigations from IDPH right now are not allowing those to have games. I mean, you can practice, but no games. So what about, I guess, your observations in terms of trying to get some clarity on the 27th involving those high-risk sports?
Yeah, I think it would be unwise of me to speak to whether they're going to give us answers or not. I mean, it feels like we've been hoping to get answers every week, every other week for months now, and that just hasn't been able to happen at this point for whatever reason. And, you know, I think one of the biggest questions now is to whether those sports should legitimately be defined as higher risk. I think that's certainly a conversation that should take place at the IDPH level. The IHSA has presented quite a bit of data from the university level, from multiple states who have been able to conduct these sports and conduct them in a safe manner. And I think those are conversations that need to continue to take place and look into if we're going to be able to provide our kids with these opportunities. You know, being an athletic director and a coach, obviously we want everyone to be able to play every sport. And, you know, we've seen it throughout the year that it's hard on the kids and they've missed multiple opportunities. We don't want to take away those opportunities. We want to give them every opportunity they can have. And I think it is a legitimate question as to whether those sports should be defined as higher risk based on the actual data that's coming in now. And those conversations will have to take place, and I'm sure we'll help guide those decisions going forward. But we want to be able to get back playing all of our sports as quickly as possible and as safely as possible.
All right. As it specifically relates to football, you can have contact days now. Is that right?
Yeah, we can. Every high-risk sport can now have either practices if they're in season, which currently we're in the winter season, which would entail basketball on both the girls and boys side for us. And then out of season sports can have contact days. With our limited gym space and with the amount of things that our kids are involved in right now, it's difficult to imagine it at some point what contact days might look like in regard to football. But it's definitely something that our staff is looking into and trying to figure out the best direction to go in.
All right, before we let Coach Hofer leave us, I know he's not a guy that likes to pat himself on the back, but I'll go ahead and do it, Coach. Nice recognition, assistant principal of the year recognition. I think it's the Blackhawk District, which is the region, and then you qualify to become potentially assistant principal of the year for Illinois, and I know congratulations on that first up, but I'll just say this, you know, when you get recognized by your peers, that means a little bit more. So just kind of your reaction to that, pretty neat honor for you and a pretty neat honor for the Mercer County School District. So congratulations.
Thank you. Definitely something I'm excited about, but I really appreciate the people who helped me with that award and people who helped write letters of recommendation. And, you know, without the people that you work with and the kids that we work with every day, none of that's possible. But I certainly appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to continue working here with our kids and our staff and trying to do whatever we can to provide the best opportunities educationally and extracurricular that we can for these guys.
All right. And again, we'll end our conversation the way we started it. Mercer County Athletic Boosters, they're doing a thing called a Mirko Madness. And $20 tickets, they draw each night basically during the month of March to win a cash prize. The tickets are $20. You can email Coach Hofer, contact somebody down at the high school, see a Booster Club member, and purchase a ticket, again, $20, and drawing start in March. Coach, thanks for the help, and hopefully we're talking about some actual live sports taking place at some point in 2021.
Yep, looking forward to it.
All right, Andrew Hofer, AD, assistant principal and football coach for the Mirko Golden Eagles, joining us on WRMJ.